Kina number 9, Echa Tifarti, is also a kina that's completely based on Sukkim in Pashas B'chukosai. There the Torah actually tells us something very fundamental, very basic. Namely, the Pasuk says over there, about the beginning of B'chukosai, comments on this, B'chukosai Teilechu, so if we carry out the chukim of Hashem Yisbarach, so we have a series of a panoply of brachas that will, in effect, be chal, v'nasadi gishmecha b'itam, v'nasa haaretz yivula, v'etz hasadi yitem piryo, v'isi lachem daish es batzi, v'batzi yasa gazara, v'achaltu lachmechem lasova, v'shaptam l'vetach v'artzachem, v'nasadi sholom ba'aretz, v'shchatem v'ein machavid, v'ishpati chayor ha'am, v'naretz v'cherem lasava v'artzachem. So we're talking about a series of brachas. And the Rabban says the goddess of these brachas is that they are ba'oven tmidi. They will be ongoing, constant brachas that Hashem will give us. So the whole Sefer B'chukosa is the culmination of a Sefer that focuses on Kedusha. The first half of Vayikra is devoted to Karbonos. And then we have Tumah V'Tahara. And the second half deals with the Kedusha of the Moyadim, but the major theme, which is going to be the subject here of this Kina, is the theme of Golos. Golos is mentioned in both Parshas Acharemos and Parshas Kedoshim. The end of Acharemos, the end of Kedoshim, the Torah tells about the dreaded punishment of Golos. Loisoki Aretz Eschem Tamachem Osa Kasher Koas Hagoyah Shel Levnechem. That Klal Yisrael, Rachman Lusan, are going to be spewed forth by Hashem Yisbarach. They were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael because of Avodah Zarah, because of these three cardinal sins that a Jew has to give him his life for. And the Rebbe Shalom tells us that the departure of Eretz Yisrael is not a special onesh imposed on us because we are technologically inept, because we're not capable of managing the country, of navigating the shoals. We cannot govern the land properly on the country, and we're known for our, we reach the heights of technology. But rather, the Pesukim saying in the B'chukosai, it's a natural phenomenon. It's a result of certain behavior patterns. Eretz Yisrael, the Rabban says, in Acharemos, Eino Sovelos Obi Avera. Eretz Yisrael cannot handle anyone who's an Avaryon. The person who lives in Eretz Yisrael has to rise to a higher standard, and especially in these three areas, namely the areas of that's the Nabi Yecheskel, also tells us that as a result of not behaving in these three areas, Rachman al-Litzan, the result will be Golos. Eretz Yisrael, Rashi invokes the analogy, Eretz Yisrael is like a delicate digestive system that has ingested an item which doesn't agree with it. That's something that is going to be, has to be eliminated, has to undergo Hakor, Eikuf Aleph Hei. So the Ramban, Keseder, points out that this is the distinction between Klal Yisrael and the Umas HaOlam. The Umas HaOlam operate under a kind of Hashkocha Klolis. The Hashkocha that Hashem has with them is not of a very specific nature, but rather a Hashkocha of a general nature. Masha'enkin, the Hashkocha between Klal Yisrael and Hashem Yisbarach is the Hashkocha Protest. Relating to each individual, every single item, we have a special kind of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the greater and more intense our connection, the greater the Hashkocha. And the Ramban says that this idea of Hashkocha is most palpably felt dafka in Eretz Yisrael. That's what I mentioned earlier. Eretz Yisrael eino sovelos obi avera. And that's in the Pasuk. Pasuk in Dvarim. Eretz Asher'eni Hashem Elokecha Bo, Bereish Hashanah Adach Rishona. The two parshas that are devoted to Eretz Yisrael, namely in Eken, there are two descriptions of Eretz Yisrael. There's a big machlokes among the Mefarshim why the idea of Eretz Yisrael is mentioned twice in Parshas Eken. But it's clear that the Rambam explains that we are, our relationship with Hashem is the Malam V'derach HaTeva. And essentially, in the beginning of B'chukosai, that's what Rambam describes. Rambam describes an idyllic portrait of the people who live in total harmony with our neighbors. As I mentioned before, when Asad Yisholim Ba'aretz, we will not suffer from a panoply of all kinds of dreadful diseases. We'll be in a context where the weather is ideal. Agricultural conditions will be those of only prosperity. And all this, the Ramban says, is not going to be an isolated series of events. But it's an ongoing, constant, perpetual kind of state that clearly and unequivocally bespeaks the Yad Hashem, and bespeaks the Hashkocha Nises that Hashem has regarding Klal Yisrael. I always thought that this is embedded in the Ramban earlier, in Pasha Lech Lecha. There Rashi actually has a comment on it as well. It's actually a Gemara in Shabbos. But there the Torah says, Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, Vayotzi Yosu Achutza, Vayomen, HaBeno HaShomayimu, Usua HaKochavim, Imtucha Lisparosam, Vayomen Lo, Ko Yezarecha. So Rashi says, Sei Mitzlaginu Shokha, Ein Mazel Yisrael. There's a spirit in Chazal regarding this matter. One Chazal says, Ein Mazel Yisrael. Another Chazal says, I call Tolim HaMazel. The Sefer Torah Shebeichel. Often you have an Aron Kodesh that has 30 Sefer Torah, and you use the same two all the time. I call Tolim HaMazel. I feel the Sefer Torah Shebeichel. So how do you miyashiv that stira? On the one hand, Ein Mazel Yisrael. I call Tolim HaMazel. And the answer, of course, the Ramban says, he writes it in the Tshuvas Ramban, he writes it in the Ramban of Latera, he writes it in the letter of the Ramban. We are the Malami HaMazolos. Ein Mazel Yisrael. We're not governed by the Mazolos. The entire world is governed by Mazolos. They're governed by, people go for their, what do they call the horoscope? People go for the horoscope. We say, Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokechem, but not the horoscope. Be a Tomim with Hashem is Barach. And there's no need for horoscopes. I'll tell you the Asidus, Rashi says in the spot. But we are the Malami Amazos, we are the Malami Dach HaTeva. I always thought that was embedded in Pashu Lech Lecha, because here in Mechukosai, the Torah uses an expression that in Mechukosai Teilecho, it speaks about Halicha. And there also, the Gemara says, Ba'abasa, Dabkuf, the Gemara says, Avraham Avinu was kind of Eretz Yisrael, Bechazoka. Kuv misalich ba'aretz al-arka l'rachba, ki l'cho adnena. Halicha is not one of the kinyanim of karka. The Mishnah writes in Ba'abasa, the Gemara in Kedushin, that karka is nikta v'kesim shtar v'chazoka. When we see that halicha is the kinyan Eretz Yisrael, Avraham Avinu traversed the length and breadth of Eretz Yisrael, and was kind of Eretz Yisrael, Bechazoka. So somehow, he was kind of Eretz Yisrael, Ba'alicha. And Eretz Yisrael, Muchzekes Yilonim Yaboseinu, the Gemara said, that we have a chazok on Eretz Yisrael, it belongs to us, and from the days of Yor, from the days of Avraham Avinu. So here when the Pasuk says, that Kumi Salach Ba'aretz, L'Arko L'Rachma, so Avraham Avinu was called Eretz Yisrael Ba'alicha, that's the point, that halicha has to be a halicha of a different nature than the Torah tells us in the Chukosai. In Telchum Imi B'Keri, like so, to people who go with Hashem B'Keri, the way the Rambam writes in the Tanios, Keri means we don't see the Yad Hashem. We don't see actually the hand of Hashem guiding history. We think everything is mikra, everything is circumstantial, everything is somehow just happens. Happenstance, there's no happenstance. There's no such thing in the world. Everything is mechuvah from Hashem's barach. And that's the recognition that we have. We realize that the halicha that we do is halicha with Hashem's barach. Api Hashem yachanu, api Hashem yisol. The Ramban writes also in Parashat Baal Eschom. And otherwise we have no right to Eretz Yisrael. It means the Kedusha of the Moadim and the Kedusha of Kedoshim Tiyu, and if we deny that Kedusha, we claim there's nothing unique and there's no Ashkocha, because otherwise there's no logical connection between, let's say, Chukim and Mishpatim, and the Chukosai Teilecho, and the abundance of rain in Eretz Yisrael. Ma Keshe, Ma Yin Shmita, Hetzel HaSinai, why should there be any connection between the two? There's no Keshe between our observance of Tefillin and Mezuzah and our ability to vanquish our enemies. Why should the two be connected? Can we logically understand non-observance of Shemitah for 70 years and being Golos for 70 years? The way Chazal have the quid pro quo. Zed, hu, mazeh, asa, elokim. One corresponding to the other. On the contrary, the more I cultivate the land, so the more productive the economy, the more successful my handiwork. And the answer is no. Halicha v'aretz. A realization, our inherent obligation to observe chukim mishpatim is only a function of, if chas v'sholem, we go b'keri, we don't see the Yad Hashem, the Rachman l'tzan will be subjected to all the, literally, Rachman l'tzan, all the whims of nature and the light. And halicha, Klal Yisrael is invited to participate with Hashem Yisbarach in a halicha v'odech eschem kamavius, the way Rashi writes, atay elimachem v'gan eden. We can go for a shpatzir with Hashem Yisbarach in gan eden, but that's only dependent on if we decide to do a halicha, which is a halicha with the chuki Hashem, and not a halicha b'keri chas v'sholem, because keri, and the way we show them, have actually a long discussion of exactly what keri means. But again, I'm using the Rambam. Keri means we don't see the Yad Hashem in nature. That's what the Rambam says. The view of the world from the perspective of some secular historian. There are causes, there are effects, there are consequences. If you choose that perspective, then chas v'sholem, the Gemara in Seita, b'vida shadamei debedu dinloi, so then Chazal will deal, the Hashem will deal with us accordingly. V'alachti achanim yimachem keri, in telcho yimim keri, but that's not what we should do. Hopefully we'll walk with Hashem Yisbarach, v'odei cheschem kol mevius, v'vetayu al Hashem Yisbarach, ki'ilu b'gan Eden. Eicha tifarti